Thank you for joining me today for another mini podcast. And this one is going to be about personal evangelism, which is from the teaching of Dr. Jerry Roots. In today's episode, we will delve into the importance of putting our faith into action and sharing the good news of Christ with others. Our scripture for today is Philemon 6, small book, which reminds us of the generosity that comes from our faith and the good things we have in Christ. Dr. Jerry Root emphasizes that the gift of evangelism is not reserved for a select few. It is for every believer. It is not a skill to be learned, but rather a natural outpouring of our faith. Just as giving money to the church is not dependent on having a special or a specific gift of giving, sharing our faith does not require us to possess extraordinary abilities. It is a calling for all believers, regardless of our personality traits or perceived limitations. Dr. Root compares the stage of adolescence to the purgatory part of our lives. We may feel awkward and uncertain, but just as we grow and learn during this phase, we can also grow and learn in sharing the Word of God. Our life circumstances become opportunities for us to pray and seek God's guidance, asking Him to use us in those situations. Our hope does not rest on our own actions, but on the grace that God has bestowed upon us. The more we talk and teach about Christ, the bigger our understanding of Him becomes. Dr. Root acknowledges that people may scrutinize and criticize our lives, but we should thank them for it and pray for personal growth. We should continue to be witnesses of Christ, regardless of what others may say. Dr. Root reminds us that we don't need to take Jesus anywhere. He is already present in every situation. We don't have to be like the Apostle Paul or have a specific personality type to teach or preach. Our differences are what makes us unique, and it's okay to be introverted or extroverted. Prayer is a powerful tool in personal evangelism. People who pray often experience unusual coincidences, and Dr. Root encourages us to pray for others. Now, you know how I think. There's no such thing as a coincidence. I believe in God-cidences. Jerry Swanson is a friend of mine, always asks waiters and waitresses when we'd go out for breakfast or lunch if they need prayer or if there's anything he can pray for them about. Now, sometimes I shuddered inside wondering, oh boy, one of these days they're going to tell us off. But it never happened. I've never seen anyone refuse, and many had specific requests. Prayer truly produces remarkable results, and I think many people want prayer. They just don't know how or how to ask for it. Actively seeking opportunities to share our faith is essential. Dr. Root recalls an encounter at C.S. Lewis Church in Headington, England, where he struck up a conversation with a couple who were attending for the first time. Through that conversation, he was able to lead them to Christ. This serves as a reminder for us to always be on the lookout for opportunities to share our faith, just as Paul urged in his writings. Here Paul says in Colossians 4, verses 5 through 6, "Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." In closing, Dr. Root encourages us to be wise in our interactions with those outside of the faith, making the most of every opportunity. Our conversations should be full of grace and seasoned with salt, so that we may effectively answer everyone. Remember, prayer availeth much, and there are abundant results when we faithfully share the love and message of Christ. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the podcast on personal evangelism. I hope you found these teachings from Dr. Jerry Root insightful and encouraging. Stay tuned for more episodes where we explore different aspects of personal evangelism and how we can all play a part in sharing the good news. I like Dr. Root. He's a professor of emeritus at Wheaton College. He lectures on C.S. Lewis, and he's published 9 books. This man has got it together, but he's exciting to listen to and learn from what he is teaching us. You have a blessed day.